It's 8:50 and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending December 14th like this. Wheat, 16.7 million bushels. Corn, 49.8 million this year, 3.3 million next year. Soybeans, 27.3 million bushels. And private exporters reported to USDA export sales this morning of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2006-2007 marketing year. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Midwest cash hog prices are called mostly steady today, with very light offerings expected as the market goes into a holiday mode. Terminals are called mostly steady, tops from $36.50 to $40. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, December 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,922 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $50 to $60. The weighted average, $56.94, a gain of $1.57 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.50 to $48.25. The weighted average, $43.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,805. The base price range, $49.50 to $60. The weighted average, $55.74. A gain of $1.32 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.50 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $43.74.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the big weather story across the country is the winter weather across the southern plains and into the upper Midwest, where it transitions into some substantial rain stretching all the way from southeastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin right now across the good portion of Illinois and Indiana, and then more scattered showers in the mid-south and in the southern areas of the country. But that rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow across the hard red wheat country during the last 24 hours has brought precipitation totals from around a tenth to three-quarters of an inch, with greater amounts in central Nebraska and near the mountains of northeastern Colorado, as well as in northeastern Kansas. Snow accumulations up to 12 inches or more in western Nebraska, 2 feet of snow for northeastern Colorado near the mountains, and no other major precipitation events are expected across the red wheat country for the next couple of weeks, but a few smaller weather disturbances are expected, and they will result in precipitation. Not very great, but sufficient moisture has occurred in the past 2 days to bolster the soil moisture throughout the region. And that will translate into a better early spring crop development potential next spring than we've had in the previous couple of springs. Australia's unharvested wheat areas receiving some showers and thunderstorms the remainder of this week and into the weekend. Looks like western and south Australia yesterday and Tuesday, and the southern portion of Australia into the western sections of Victoria and New South Wales today before the storm deepens into New South Wales and Victoria. On Friday, precipitation will eventually reach into eastern New South Wales and Queensland late over the weekend. Locally strong thunderstorms possible, but no general soaking is expected. Favorable drying will follow the precipitation, and that should prevent a negative impact from any of the remaining small crop that needs to be harvested. Argentina's wheat region, adequately moist to support filling and maturing crops in Buenos Aires. Rain may not fall significantly again until early next week. Again, the U.S. Midwest's wheat areas experiencing near to above average temperatures for the next week or two, with precipitation lighter than usual, although rain today and tomorrow will be sufficient to keep the region favorably moist. South Africa's wheat harvest should be winding down. Weather conditions fair to good for late season field work there. As far as the corn and soybean fields go, well, South America is the hot spot, and it is still looking very good there and will continue. No change in Brazil's outlook for the next couple weeks, so a fine weather pattern for the development of the corn and soybean crop there. Argentina, also good weather is expected to dominate their weather for the coming week, with timely showers and thunderstorms occurring in many areas, temperatures from near to just above average, and some pockets of net drying anticipated in La Pampa, southwestern Buenos Aires, and in far southern Cordoba, being the largest region to experience net drying. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 5.08 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. Last trade up 4 and three quarters. May, 5.12, up 1. Last trade up 1. July, 4.98, down 1. Last trade up 2. March wheat at the Board of Trade open at 4.94, up a quarter. Last trade up 4. May, $5, down a quarter. Last trade up 4 and three quarters. July, 4.86, down a half. Last trade up 2 and three quarters. December, 4.98, down 1. Last trade up 2. March corn opened at 373, up a quarter. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. May, 381, down a quarter. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. July, 387 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 4. December, 364 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 and a half. March, 2008, 370 and a half, down 1. Last trade up 2 and a half. January soybeans open at 648 and three quarters, up a half. Last trade up 5. March, 664 and a quarter, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 4. July, 688, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 and three quarters. November, 706, down 1 and a half. Last trade up 4 and a half. January soybean meal open at 184.70, unchanged. Last trade up 110. January soybean oil open at 28.05, up 5. Last trade up 16. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Export sales, again, pretty doggone good. 2 weeks in a row now for the corn.
Yeah, it has been nice to see these good export bookings. A little weaker dollar and a little weaker board price has encouraged that buying. Came in with corn export bookings just shy of 50 million bushel. The high end of the trade guesses was at 51.2, so this is good news. Funds continue to buy. Commercials are offering some support. The only negative that I see fundamentally right here is that the pipeline right now is pretty full of corn. Export shipments, actual clearances this upcoming week and the following week may be a little sluggish just due to holiday. We'll see the corn market still probably 2 to maybe as much as a nickel higher today.
Looks like the basis down to the Gulf got a little bit sloppy in the last day or so.
Yeah, it sure has, and that's backed up the river bids a little bit. I know the Illinois River lost several cents this week.
But technically speaking, it looks like a higher week might be in store for corn.
Yeah, we still have another 2 days ahead of us. And tomorrow on Friday, we do close a little early. Volume's a little light. I think we could see a higher weekly close, maybe a new high made into this close.
Soybeans, pretty good too. 27.3, the number there.
Yeah, Dave, that was a good export bookings here. We'll be up 3 to 4 cents today on the opening. The Census Bureau report came out. It's the official, not the NOPA report. Came out at 155 million bushels crushed for the month of November. That was on the high end of trade estimates. That's usually a pretty easy report to figure out. South America, warm, pretty good moisture conditions. Probably keep a lid on rallies, though.
What will the trade make of the wheat exports?
Wheat exports pretty much in the middle of things. I think the big news on the wheat is the stormy conditions that came across the southern plains looked like it dumped moisture on an awful lot of areas that were getting dry. Australia's got rain right now. They'll see some drying if this El Nino weakens, as the most recent reports are suggesting. Up 2 to 3, maybe, I'd say 2 better in the wheat.
So then wheat might penetrate in the March contract the downtrend line?
I think so. I think we're going to struggle here for a while in wheat.
What about over at the Merck today?
The Merck is going to be a mixed bag, I think. There's not a whole lot of direction coming out right now. Cash cattle in feedlots, they're getting bigger. The packers haven't been all that interested. We'll see a down 20 to up 30 type market in the cattle today. If this cash comes in a couple better, we may not end that choppy, but have a better close.
And the hogs?
At the hogs, we'll see up 50, maybe down 20. I think this cash market will be somewhat supportive. The February hogs, though, have a $4 premium to the cash. That's going to be hard to maintain.
Ellen, you have a joyous holiday season, and thank you for all you do for us.
Thanks, Dave.
That is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.